Well, it is time for our movie reviews. They're being brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant. Seeking justice for the injured. You can learn more at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Tim Lammer's joining us today. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Kelly. And have, speaking about that word have, that dream getaway code.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, right?
Yeah.
I have had enough of snow.
I agree. 110%. I don't even know what to say anymore. Go away.
I know. It's April tomorrow.
I know.
Come on.
This has got to be Mother Nature's last hurrah, right? It's like an April Fool's joke.
It has to be. It really has to be. And I tell you, the bad part about this is that it hampers people who want to get out and get to the movies.
I know.
I mean, yes, you always have streaming and all that sort of stuff, but I really have discovered, with John Wick and now with Dungeons and Dragons, Honor Among Thieves, just how much fun it is to see a movie on a big, big screen with people that are just responding to it so positive, in a positive way.
Mm-hmm.
That theater, isn't it hard to believe just a couple of years ago? That kind of went away for a while, didn't it?
It did. And how awful would it be if we couldn't go to the movies, really? If we didn't have movie theaters, even though we may not go as much as we used to, I still, what would we do without them? They're so awesome.
Yeah, there is definitely a benefit to it. And I think yesterday, what reminded me about, screening this film and with an audience, there was like a family sitting in front of me. It is such of a joy to bring your family, your kids to movies, or your nephews or your nieces or whatever, because it does really, it creates such wonderful memories. And the great part about Dungeons and Dragons, Honor Among Thieves is that, it's a good family film.
Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes they drag those kids in there and I say, I'll suggest again, one more time, do not bring them to John Wick 4. Okay.
Yeah.
But there are good films out there like this one. Who I have to admit, Kelly, I was completely shocked at how much I liked this movie. It's another one of these video game adaptations. This is actually based on a role-playing game, a tabletop game. Now, it's probably expanded to video, but obviously I haven't played it. My kids are familiar with it.
Oh, yeah, mine too.
It would just be fruitless for me to try to be a quick study on the game and try to make comparisons because people are so passionate about this material. I figure, I just have to look at it from one viewpoint and one viewpoint only, and that is as a movie. How does this work as a movie? I don't have the faintest clue of what the game is about.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a fantasy adventure comedy, based on, it just so happens to be based on a game.
Yeah.
How close it actually is, I don't know. There might be people who love the game to go to this and hate it. But as a movie, and who knows what percentage of people have played the game that are going to go see this.
Yeah.
I would venture to guess that most people haven't played the game.
Yeah. So, my kids are into it. I've never have, but guys in college used to play it back when we were in college. We're like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah. Let's just be really liberal with the numbers for a minute and say 50-50.
Yeah,
I think that's probably way too high, but let's just say that. Still, you got 50% of your audience that are looking at this from a different viewpoint altogether.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's what you need to do. And hopefully what it'll do is it's going to inspire interest in the game. I think that's part of the whole reason that they do this stuff. But yeah, this is set in medieval times. You have Chris Pine, who, of course, burst onto the scene as the new Jim Kirk on Star Trek.
Okay.
So affable, so likable. I think he's terrific in this movie. Him and Michelle Rodriguez from the Fast and Furious movies, she's terrific. They play a pair of close friends. They're expert thieves. They're caught in this dangerous heist. They have to steal this mystical tablet. Problem is, they're behind bars. Chris Pine's character gives the tablet to Hugh Grant's character, Forge, and says, keep this, care for my young daughter while we're in prison. And when they escape prison, Edgen and Holga are Rodriguez's and Pine's characters' names. They find out that their colleague has conspired with this powerful witch to make him a corrupt lord.
Rich,
corrupt lord. And he has turned Edgen's daughter, played by Chloe Coleman. He has turned this girl against her father.
Oh, no.
Fine. So time is running out. They're on the run. There's a bounty on their heads. They need to expose this guy, their former friend. They got to find this mystical tablet to hopefully bring back to life Kira's late mother. She barely knew her. She was killed by a wizard when the mom was young. So, and the baby was very young. So, you know, that's your basic story for this film. Naturally, Dungeons and Dragons both are in the film because they're in the title.
Cool.
You got a lot of thieves. And but, you know, the dragons, you know, you expect that sort of stuff. And you've seen that in movies, or you've seen it in, Game of Thrones or whatever. And
yeah.
So, you know, that's entertaining. Very well done visually. But there are a lot of other interesting creatures that the directors, there's a pair of directors that do this film that are, they're very inventive. And I really, really liked how they just, you know, it's familiar feeling. I mean, you know, you can't do these fantasy movies without it feeling like something previous. But at the same time, I don't know, there's just some sort of goofy tone, fun tone that goes with it that makes it really enjoyable.
Oh, cool. Well, I love dragons. Dragons are always fun to see, right? Because it's however they adapt their dragons to what, you know, they can always look so different depending on whatever the director or the creative person thinks.
Yeah. Yeah. So you'll get plenty of dragons in this then, Kelly. but again, there's these other weird creatures too, which is great. And of course, on top of this cast, you know, you know who I've mentioned. Reggae John Page from Bridgerton.
Okay.
I know a lot of people have a huge crush on this guy from Bridgerton. He's in it. He's terrific. I can see why the big appeal with this guy.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy is going to be a huge star.
I guess I don't know him yet.
Yeah, you probably recognize him. Bridgerton is on Netflix, and, you know, he really, that was his breakthrough role.
Okay.
And so, you know, he is terrific. You have this girl named Sophia Lillis, who was the young version of Jessica Chastain's character in It, in the It movie, King's It. She actually looks like a Amy Adams clone. I thought Amy Adams should have played the older version of her character in the It movie. But, and also there's a kid from, I should say kid. I mean, they're older. They're in their teens or early 20s. Justice Smith is his name, and he's in Jurassic World. So you just have a lot of great actors in this. Plus, there's a surprise cameo of a big star in this, which was really shocking. It's like, could that be him? I mean, I just kind of hit my hand a little bit. I thought, well, can that be him? Because it looks like him, but what would he be doing in this movie? So, you know, that was kind of a fun little add to it as well. So, you know, it just has everything. I think maybe a little top heavy on the visuals. I think filmmakers, they just either they get drunk with power or something. They get an opportunity to put, you know, visual effects in their movies. They want to just throw everything in there that they can, just because, you know, it's a big sandbox to them. So
right.
I don't think they would have needed it, though. I mean, again, you have such of a strong cast. There's this powerful witch, too. I haven't seen this actress before. Her name is Daisy Head. She's in, I think there's a series called Shadow and Bone, another Netflix series, one of those series.
Okay.
And, you know, but again, there are a lot of talented actors, some you know, some you don't, but all together, they make a terrific ensemble in this film.
Okay. Now, is this a longer one or is this a normal length movie?
It's about, you know, it didn't feel this way, but it's like 2 hours and 10, 2:15.
Boy, the movies are just getting longer these days, aren't they? There's a lot of them.
I know. And here's the thing. I mean, I know you had to, I mean, I had to leave. I had to go.
Yeah.
I was able, not that way.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Leave the building. Elvis had to leave the building. And so I managed to catch, there was a mid-credit scene. Very brief, Yeah, I don't know. It's take it or leave it sort of thing. It ties into something you've seen earlier.
Okay.
So I don't know if there was something at the very end. But when you have something like John Wick, Chapter 4, and I've mentioned this to everybody, yeah, it's 2 hours and 49 minutes long, and you have to stay the full 2 hours and 49 minutes if you want to see the after credit scene, because there's one in the middle and one at the very, very end.
Yeah.
So that's tough. I mean, I guess the only saving grace, if you do have to go, you make a mad dash to the bathroom during those credits after that first end credit scene in John Wick in order to get back in time for the second one.
Oh, okay.
At the very, very end, because those credits are long too. The thing is with these credits, they're so long because these visual effects people, I mean, it takes thousands of them.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, these names are stacked upon one another when you see them on the screen.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah. So, oh, yeah, they're getting longer. John Wick, I can see why. I mean, mm-hmm. you make hits out of the first three movies. The filmmakers get clout, you know?
Yeah.
They get more say over their sequel. And if they don't get say, it's like, okay, I'm not going to make you another sequel, and you're not going to make, money as a result of that. Right.
So, exactly.
You know, I've never seen anything by these John Francis Daly and Jonathan Goldstein, that are co-directors of this, and quite terrific directors. They've got a great handle on what they're doing.
Okay.
Doesn't seem to me like they're the sort of guys that would have that sort of clout, but maybe because they got Chris Pine in it, Michelle Rodriguez, she's got a huge fan base, Hugh Grant, you have enough notable people in the film that maybe that went a long way.
Right.
In letting this thing go past 2 hours.
Now, you said how young can you be? Is this a PG movie?
I believe it's a PG-13.
Okay.
It's definitely a family movie, though. I mean, and that's again, that sort of surprised me. It's sort of a relief in a way, because obviously my kids are older now, and they can go to, actually they don't like going to movies because I drug them to too many movies.
I bet they're done with
when
it,
they were younger. But you're looking at it from the standpoint, from the viewpoint of a young parent. It's tough. It's tough to bring your younger kids.
Yeah.
I would say in the 8 to 10 to 12 teen level, okay, that would fit. That's a nice, spot, a nice window there, for a family film. I think younger kids just naturally are going to be frightened by the dragons and stuff.
Sure.
But, it's definitely a family movie. It's definitely not an R. I can tell you that much.
Well, next week I have to be at the movies because I have to go see the new Mario movie with my great nephews. And I made a deal like 6 months ago. It was at Christmas. He said, can we have a date in April? I'm like, you got it, buddy. If I don't make it, I'm in trouble. So
yes. Yeah. Anyway. You got to be very careful making those promises.
Oh, yeah.
And there you go. I mean, I've never played Super Mario. All my kids have. But it you just have the feeling, okay, this is a family movie.
Yeah.
So, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. You don't, obviously, yeah, okay, it is a PG-13 movie, Dungeons and Dragons. I just wanted to confirm that.
Okay.
And it's 2 hours and 14. Did I say 2 hours and 10? 2:14.
Yeah. Okay.
Just made it a little bit longer for you, Kelly.
That's sorry okay. That. Just 5 more minutes, though. All right, Tim, thank you so much. It's Tim Lammers bringing your movie reviews for the week, brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant, Seeking Justice for the Injured. Of course, you can learn more at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.